just to liberate the bank, no?
Morning, Rabbi Yisrael, carrying on learning Hilchos Rechilus from the Chofetz Chaim. Yanki is away today. As always, with Refus Shema of Yosef Doiban Chela. So, Shor Chole Yisrael. So, we're up to Klal Ches of Hilchos Rechilus. Yesh Harbe Devorim, there are many things Shasurim Mitam Avak Rechilus that one can't say because they are called Avak Rechilus. The Avair, and I've Chofetz Chaim says, "Bekitza ezen yonim," and I will explain in brief these certain cases. Mehem yakish hamaskil l'chol yotze b'zeh, and from this, a clever person will be able to work out what to do in similar situations. Could go in, for example, hamasapel l'chaveru eich sheshalu me'echod edusel. If Reuven tells Shimon that Levi asked about Shimon. And Levi answered, "Shesku, let's not talk about Shimon." I don't want to say what happened or what he's like. The Chok Hertz was there or anything similar. So Reuven tells Shimon that Levi's response seems to indicate something derogatory. Bichlal avak rechilasu, this is called avak rechilas. And I bring an example here. David meets a new client. He lives across the street from David's brother, Yonason, who was a troublesome teen, but has since married and settled down. When the client calls Yonason a tzaddik, David replies, "He is now." The client repeats the seemingly neutral comment to Yonason. He is speaking avak rechilas because it implies something negative. The similar thing with the.
What about the first time?
Not sure what you mean.
The first comment, "He is now."
Well, that's it. "He is now" means something negative.
That is okay.
No, that's not okay.
Also not.
Not okay. No.
So that was already the state.
Yeah.
Yes, so what should the response
have been? Not say that at all. Is a tzaddik? Say
how
yes.
Is he
a tzaddik? So say yes, he is. Don't have to say he is now. Ultimately implies something negative. It's like the shidduch inquiry, they say, "Tell me about family so and so." So, anything good about them I don't know, and bad I don't want to say. So there's a similar sort of thing. The chayin hamashabeach. A person who praises someone else in front of a third person. So, Levi praises Reuven in front of Shimon. In such a way that it will cause resentment in Shimon towards Reuven. In a way which may cause Shimon to cause harm to Reuven. Bichlal avak rechilas hu. This is called avak rechilas. Al kein nirali, therefore it seems to me, diyesh lizoe, you should be careful, mishabech es Reuven bifnei Shimon, shutfo. You should be careful about praising Reuven in front of Shimon, his partner, Ulabal bifnei ishto, or to a husband in front of his wife. So we're not talking about general praise to say your husband's wonderful or your wife is wonderful. We're talking about shehiti b'merbalvo. There was a loan involved. You shouldn't praise the husband about the wife. You shouldn't praise the wife from the husband to say how generous the spouse was, because that might also cause resentment. Obenasin tzedakah, or with giving tzedakah. Uveshilum schar socher. All the large wages he paid him, or similar, because through this you find Shimon will come to be upset. Shimon will come to be upset with Reuven because he's so generous. And sometimes could even cause harm to Reuven, or it could cause to a machlokas between them. So Yaakov carry on tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Beis Teves, 12th of January. Marina Harav, Rav Yishaya Schlesinger, Shlita. Introduction to Maseches Megillah. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Yisrael Gurevitz, whose Bar Mitzvah was yesterday. He wrote in Shizka Haro, was Kenov, Rav Nachas, and Nuchol Yasei Chalatzehem, the Swiss Hashrem, and Acholim, and Nuchomo, Shachsil Vatem, Lishalom, Bim Heiro.
Thank you for the introduction. As mentioned, it's to mark the Siyum of Masechtes Beitze and beginning Masechtes Megillah through the Oraisa organization, which I understand the Shir is given here in this Medrash every morning. The idea of Oraisa is, as we all know, that by the end of the week, you complete the 2.5 blat and you have chadered 3 times what you have learned, the Omer you have learned on the day, not daily, but between Sunday and Thursday. Interestingly, the Balatorum this week on Shmois, Vele Shmois, is that Shmois is Marames or Shnai Mikro Ve'echo Targum, twice Mikro and Targum, which means 3 times, twice the Chumash itself, once the Targum, so we go through the Parsha 3 times. So maybe that's the same idea as Oraisa. They say that if you chadar at least 3 times, so we got a chance it should remain with us for a long time, Be'ezer Hashem. So anyway, anyone who's joining Oraisa, as myself, and with a Mazel Tov, and we should be able to continue to learn Shas. Introduction of Masechtes Megillah will leave more for Purim maybe. Although by Purim we'll just hold in the middle of Masechtes Megillah, I'll speak generally about Limud HaTorah, which is based in this parasha in a very strong way. We have to appreciate for everyone who is joining in such a cold weather. And when I left Stamford Hill, it was about 7 o'clock. Just past 7, it was nice and white and very cool. This we find the foundation and yisod and secret of Klal Yisroel. Moshe was the shepherd of the Tzoyin of Yisroel. And he went with the sheep Acher HaMidbor Vayovoi El Haro Elekim Chorevo. And somehow he arrived to Har Elekim Chorevo, we'll see what it is. Vayiru Malach Hashem Elov, Belabas Eish Metuch Hasne. He saw a malach in the bushes, which was in flames. Vayar, and Moshe looked into it. Vine Hasne Boir Be'esh, the bushes continued to burn. Vahasne Einenu Ukol, and the bushes do not become burned. Vayema Moshe said, the Sura Novera, let's have a look. As Hamara HaGodel Azeh, this major view, vision I just saw. Madua Loyiva Hasne. Why is this snare not getting burned? It's not working, not speaking about California, we're speaking about a snare, a little bush. And it burns, and it burns, and it burns, and does not get burned. Vayar Hashem Pisor Liris, Hashem saw that he takes an interest in this view, in the vision which he sees. Vayikra Evelagim Matrich Hasne, the Abishah called upon him from within the bushes. Vayim Moshe Moshe Vayim Mehineini. Now what did Moshe Rabbeinu see, and where did he find his answer? Why it does not get burnt. What he saw A bush, no, it's more than a bush, it's the prickles. He saw it burns, and it burns, and it burns, and does not get burned. Moshe Ben looked upon it. What's happening? The Rebbeinu Shlom, in a certain way, Chava Yochel, was within the framework of the snare, of the bushes, of the prickles. Then he had no question. If the Shechina is in the snare, it will burn and burn and burn and will not become burned. That's the secret of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was just about to be appointed to be the messenger to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. More than a messenger, because who will shliach? More than a messenger. And Klal Yisrael were for many, many years in Mitzrayim. Vasnei nene ukol, Klal Yisrael remained Klal Yisrael. How is it possible? We all know, and I mentioned it many times, surely by Torah Way, Reb Yankee Menden, Chai Roishi, he said, it's a Russian, very strong expression, of believe me, that the greatest ness of all Nisim is our existence in Golas. Everyone hates us, all the nations hate us. We don't have to go in, but Klal Yisrael went through. I don't think that any generation was edus to what Klal Yisrael went through and remained Klal Yisrael as our generation. What was 80 years ago, we all know. Vahasneh einenu ukol. It continues to burn the light of Klal Yisrael, the existence of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yankelevin continues. It is greater than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, greater than the miracles of leaving Mitzrayim, and greater than the Nisim of Knisse le'Eretz Yisrael, our existence in Golas. V'chol she'misarech ha'Golas, and the longer the Golas is, the greater the Nes is. This is what the Rebbeinu Shloim showed Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what the secret is? I'll tell you what it is. Vayikro Eilov Elekim Mitoy Chasneh. Because the Rebbeinu Shloim is with us. The Rebbeinu Shloim told Yaakov Avinu on the way down to Mitzrayim. V'ani erd Eich Mitzrayim. I'll follow you in Mitzrayim. And I'll remain with you. Ve'elcho gam Eloi. Till I take you out of Mitzrayim. Wherever we are, the Rebbeinu Shloim is with us. And because the Rebbeinu Shloim is with us, this is why we have the major, great, giganticness of our existence. So many years in Golas, and Klal Yisrael, strong, devoted, and dedicated, as Rabbi Yankelevin continue, not one os of the Torah is missing. Not one minig of Klal Yisrael has been lost through the years of Golas. That is the power which Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Asner Boyo Ba'esh. Vasner Nenu Ukol. Never will the flame of Klal Yisrael be put out. It will continue to remain. Ad Bias Gedol Tzedek Umvaiter. Now, what is the power behind it? Moshe Rabbeinu, the shepherd of the sheep of Israel, continued to go. What is Choyrevo? Har Sinai, said Rashi. Named Choyrev, and the future name will be Har Sinai Choyrev. The Rabban Zogt, the Ebesh Zogt, I'll teach you Aloim, take off your shoes. Ki amokam asher adroim et olav admas koydeshu. You are trailing on holy ground. What is the holy ground? So the Ramban, the Har Sinai, the Shekhinah was there, and it's Kodesh Kodoshim. You're not allowed to go, to wear shoes while you are on Admas Kodesh, like the Kehanim in Beis Hamidrash of the Ramban. They didn't have any shoes because they could stand on ground. We stand above ground because the ground is Gashmias. But if the ground and the surface is Kodesh, we don't need the shoes. So the secret is, Dr. Ebishter, Choyrevo, Matten, Teure. Because we have Teure HaGdoisho. And the Koyuch of Teure HaGdoisho is our source of Chizuk, our source to give us the Koyuch, power, to withstand all the challenges of the Golas. As we saw, after the war, the Ebishter made sure there will be enough tzaddikim and gedolim and kedoshim to be able to rebuild Klal Yisrael. Some of us remember how Klal Yisrael looked after the war. What did we have in London? Few trains of orphans of Dr. Schinfeld, Zichar Tzadik Livrocho. He brought orphans. I remember, unfortunately, the chassan at that time, there were no parents. There were orphans grew up in the Ruach HaToyro. And a few years later, we were zeichet to see yeshivas, moistes HaToyro, schools, chadorim, koilelim, just against every type of seichel. It's the power of Toyre, which is choyrevo, where Moshe Rabbeinu saw the koyach, v'nasneh boir beis v'asneh enenu ukol. Klal Yisrael remains devoted to the Torah. And with the Torah together, we are zicha to have the Shechinah with us. And we are able to go through hardships and challenges and to remain strong as a Klal Yisrael. I have a friend, it's called Mr. Benedict, and he went to Hungary to Kibbutz Tzaddikim. And he booked the driver to take him. And the driver told him, let me tell you my story, he said. Unfortunately, my parents, after the war, didn't continue with Yiddishkeit in a very low way. So he didn't even pretend any Yiddishkeit, gurnish, nothing, nothing. He himself said, Boruch Shemai, came back and became a Baal Tshuva. And I wasn't allowed to get to visit my parents if I looked like a Yid. It was terrible. But I still continued to go to them, to help them whatever I could. To be Mekayim, Mitzvah, Kibbutz Avim, Elizah Soger. And one day his mother asked him, please, could you come? The kitchen tap is somehow not working. Please come and repair it. He said, I'll come with pleasure. That and that time. They made up, he came, and as he started repairing the tap, the ceiling opened, and a pair of tefillin and a sefer Torah fell out from the ceiling. First he thanked Hashem, Boruch Hashem, I'm here, so I'll be able to save the tefillin and the sefer Torah. Who knows what would happen if I wouldn't been here. Then he went into it and wanted to find out what happened here. And he found the family who lived on the top. And he contacted them, said, what's happening with the Sefer Torah, with the tefillin which fell out of the ceiling? So let me tell you the truth. My parents were just about to see, they saw the matzav, they couldn't stay there. And they knew they had to leave. But they wanted to make sure that the next generation who will overlive the war, and we want to continue Yiddishkeit, let them find the Sefer Torah, let them find the tefillin, they shall be able to continue Yiddishkeit. This is V'hasneh einenu ukol. They saw the war, they saw what's happening, and still the Muna Shalemo, that a new generation will come, and the new generation will be able to continue Sefer Torah's tefillin. And he took the Sefer Torah, sent it to Eretz Yisrael. Wherever we look, wherever we see the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. V'asneh einenu ukol. Could you imagine that after 80 years there will be shiurim, continued dafa yoimi, omed yoimi, or reise, as you mentioned before, b'yanar hev le'magid shir, Rabbi Chaim Shlita. Who would believe it? Thousands upon thousands of Yidden are starting, not continuing, starting to join Shiure Teure in such a wonderful way, in such a mysterious nefesh, to continue day by day, learning, gathering, as we mentioned before, Shmois, Shnai, Mikke, Vechetagu, three times, like the Reise. It's Asne Inene Ukol. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw at the time before he went to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, we see every day. Reb Chatzkel Lemeshon once said, "State in Mishli, Al Toimar Shiyomer Roshoinim Toivim Mehem." Don't say that the days before were better than today. Kloy Mechochmosh Alta Zois. He didn't ask the question with wisdom, so he explained. With Der Reb Yaakov Emden. And he said, he concluded, the Nes Kium of Klal Yisrael, the Nes, the miracle of the existence of Klal Yisrael, which they saw, we know of. But the miracle we see, they did not see. Now, who has Yomim Tovim? They or us? If we think about the Nes Kium HaToiro, the Nes Kium Klal Yisrael, it's just above. And this Nes, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown before he was the Shliach to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. The Chofetz Chaim says, we don't find that the Sorish Shel Esav or that the Sotan came to fight personally with Avraham Avinu. We don't find that they came to fight personally with Yitzchak Avinu, only with Yaakov Avinu. I always say, Yaakov Avinu had a fight with the angel, with Amalach. We also have. The Sotan is Amalach. And we fight. He comes every morning to fight with us. I'm sure some of us had a fight this morning. Why should he get up? They say that once a yeshiva bocher came late to davening. So the Mashgiach told him again and again, it can't continue. You've got to come in time. So, okay, Rebbe, tomorrow I'll come in time. Okay. Next day, no, he didn't come in time. So the Mashgiach asked him, what happened, doctor? Honestly, today I had a fight with the Sultan. And I won him. But I was so exhausted, I needed the rest of half an hour. In a way, he's right. You can't get exhausted. Aber der Koyach, sagt der Chofetz Chaim, when he came to Yaakov Avinu, came to Limud HaToiro, was too much for the Sultan. I can't. I got to fight it. And he tried very much. And steht, bei Yehovek ish imoi ad aluis ha-shachar. Yaakov Avinu fought through, don't them force him, he fought through Limud HaToiro for all the generations, ad aluis ha-shachar, till the Mashiach will come. Lahagit baboiker chazdecho, when Mashiach will come, it will be baboiker. Vemunoscho baleilois. When it's goles, it's a munah. And Yaakov Avinu fought through for Klal Yisrael ad alois hashachar. In the morning we say emes v'yatziv, it's boiker. In the evening we say emes v'emuno, it's lailo, it's goles. And we all know the moiridigim eshechochme. Eibish assured himself to Yaakov Avinu b'marois halailo, in the vision of the night. Now it seems a contradiction, or it's a vision, or it's night. So the Eibish to Yaakov Avinu, you are going to Golas, you are going into Lailo, but the Maris HaLailo, there's vision in the night, there's light in the night. Every Shir Torah, every Besmedrash, every Tefillah, everything is Maris HaLailo. The miracle of Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Maris HaLailo. It's vision, light. We see Hashem, everyone can feel and see Hashem, even Balailo, even when it's dark, when it's goles. And this is what the Ibishter wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're going to handle Klal Yisrael, know what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael, for a long time now, unfortunately, I'm going through a hard time. That's his role. And we know, last night in the Ukol, we have to do ours, we have to continue, we have to be Moise Nefesh, we have to work harder, we have to be mispalel more. In the Beis Hamikdash, we know, there was the Chotzer, the Azoro, Harabais, the Azoro, Mikdash, Koidesh, Heichal, Ulam, Koidesh Kadoshim. What is the Koidesh Kadoshim of the Beis Hamikdash? The highlight, the Mokum Kodesh, Koidesh Kadoshim, the Oroin HaKoidesh, the Heilige Torah. This will remain with Klal Yisrael always. And through Torah, our existence will continue till be as Goel Tzedek. We say, Hadon Aloch, Maseches Beitze, Baruch Hashem V'Mezoiche, other people, other members, other Masechtas, other Siyumim. And we say, Ukeshem Shesiyamti Masechta Zu, like I completed this Masechta, Kin Eske Lehaschel Ulesayim Svorim Umasechus Acheros. In the same way, I was Zuche to complete a Masechta. Please Hashem, I should be Zuche to begin and complete other Svorim and other Masechtas. And I remember once when I was in a Siyum Hashas, and the Messiah said a very interesting expression, Hadna Loch Kulo Schmeitze. I became so excited, I'm telling you, I just started to cry. Hadna Loch Masecht Kulo Schmeitze. The complete Schmeitze completed. And he continued, Kein Eske Lehaschil Ulesayim. He completed the whole chast. What else do you want? No. In Ruchnias, there's never a limit. Wherever you get to, it's only a spring off to the next one. Kesheim shenichnas lebris, ken yikonas letero lechupo lemasim toivim. Yazir to a bris. Grüße mitzvah, ja? The symbol of Klal Yisrael. The bris of Klal Yisrael, bis der Ebeshter. No, kesheim shenichnas lebris. Kesheim shenichnas lepidyon. Kesheim shesiyamti masech tezu. Besulom mutzov arzo, veruishoy magia hashomoymo. There's a sulom, there's a ladder. What is a ladder for? A ladder is as long as you got a step higher. And we continue from step, to steig and steig and steig. So Baruch Hashem, we were zoiche, or we are zoiche, or we will be zoiche, Be'ezer Hashem, to complete the mesechta. It's only the beginning for the next one. In Ruchdias there's no limit. Steht da viele Rambam, that when our neshama comes back to his creator, we will be zuche such a sogas, which we were not able to be zuche within ha'olam ha'shofru ve'ha'ofru, the low world and the dark world. You can steig and steig. Someone once asked the Briske Rav, when Mashiach will come, to thank him, everyone will be zuche to see Moiridik. So where is going to be Amuna? Amuna means we believe even things which you don't see. So after, no, you got a mistake. From there will start Amuna. The more hasoga you have, the greater you know where you can get to. And this is the Koyach HaTorah. Baruch Hashem. I saw once a taich, Hadron Aloch, Mesert Megille, Hadorech Alon, Daton Aloch, Daton Alon, so you tell a taich, Hadoron Haloch, we give our beauty to you, Heilige Masechte. Wasn't always easy. I had to mutch myself on the Gemore, on the Rashi, on the Toisvis. Hadoron Aloch, we give our beauty to you. Daton Aloch, we give our wisdom to you. And we ask Hashem, Hadoroch Alon, give your beauty to us. Daton Alon, Datoch Alon, give your wisdom to us. As Reb Chaim used to say, someone told Reb Chaim, Ashtigl Teure, And it's started with the Gemara and the Rashi and the Toys of the Daf and Verstehen. We have to understand. So the Chaim and Daf nicht verstehen. Da wissen, wo steht. We much ourselves to understand the Torah. Not that the Torah should fit our wisdom. Our wisdom should fit with the Torah. Our work is, the Rebalaturum sagt, Ephraim, was so you could have the right hand of Yankov Avinu. Why? Steht im Posse, who had Zoy? He was the young one. So the Rebalaturum, Hikten Asmoi, he made himself small. That's why was Zicher to Enikel Yehoshua, who was Mole Chochmo. The Koyach of Ephraim, he was Mavatl himself to the Torah. He was ready, whatever the Torah will tell me to do, I will do. And he was Mavatl in such a gewaltige Madrige, that the Enikel Yehoshua, who was Zicher to be the Moiser HaTorah, Moishe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umsoro le Yeshua, u Yeshua liskeinim. And Gemara sagt in Temura, that Yeshua somehow forgot, for a time being, he forgot 300 halachas, and Klal Yisrael was in turmoil, because he won't have these 3 halachas if it didn't go through Yeshua. This is of the Brisker Rav. He was the Moiser HaTorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And in order to be a Moiser HaTorah, we have to be totally bottle to the Torah, not adding your own ideas. Just keep to the Torah completely. Das ist hu hatzoyer hikten atzmoy. He was zoyche to have enikli Yeshua to koyach hatoyre. This is what limud haTorah is all about. And we should all be zoyche to limud haTorah, to continue limud haTorah, to make sure to make our maximum, our utmost, that our children, grandchildren, should continue with the material, but nothing will be able to be with us, to remain to the Rebbein Shel Olam, only with Limud HaTorah. I cannot not mention the tragedy we witnessed last week. No one knows what to say. No one is able to say. No one has got the capacity to understand the depths of the tragedy. I feel that the last few days there's a regesh of Achtus in the Kehillah. We all join the family in their pain, in their sorrow. I would like to add, this Achtus should remain. Couldn't. It's a very important time to feel Achtus. Different opinions in Halacha have nothing to do with personal people, with personal quarrel, no Shaykhahs whatsoever. And let us be Machazik ourselves, the Schus, and the Yamba Mitzvah. Should remain Achtus. Whatever our practice will be, everyone according to his Rav, Achtus should remain. And the source of Achtus on Chazal, the Mosa Kodesh Bochu Kli Machzi Brocho, Eile HaSholim. There will be Sholim, there will be Achtus. Just heard the story, I'll tell you in one moment. Someone said that it was a weekend, summer, no, last week, Izi Stern. He said a story that Meir Brandsofer, in his final days of his life, Sir Tzadik Levrocha, someone came to ask him a shaila. So I can't answer on the spot, I will write you a tshuva the next 2-3 days. For this day, they passed away. So after the shiva, the person who had the shaila came to the children and told him, you know, your father told me, he'll write me a tshuva. Please, could you find the tshuva? It must be somewhere. They turned and looked, they couldn't find. Not the tshuva, not he wrote about this Indian. A few months later, his son Reb Moshe said that his father came to his cholim and told him, in this sefer, there and there you'll find the paper with the tshuva and his shaila, so make sure he gets it. So the Metati, if you're here already, tell me what's happening there. So I can't tell you. You're not allowed to say. But I'll tell you two things. First of all, you can't imagine the nachas the Ibishter has from Zmiras Shabbos. Secondly, you don't know Kavayochel how much pain we cause to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if a person hurts another Yid. Let us remain by this. So the Ibishter help him. Mazel tov to the members of the Reise for completing Masechtet Beitzah and starting Masechtet Megillah. Batzlocha Omri.